Can you give me those teas?
What?
I said, can you give me those teas? I need them for the dame. Oh, you need the keys for the game. That's not how you say that.
Whatever, I'm leaving. I'm gonna go get my shoes.
Oh my god, you mean the shoes.
Ugh, I need to call a speech therapist.
When kids learn language, sometimes they take sounds made in the back and they bring them to the front. This process is called fronting. So the K, k in keys is a velar sound. It's made from back here, but your kid might produce it in the front and say something like t t tees. G is another velar sound. G g g g g g g g g. That's our drinking sound that kids might produce at the front on our alveolar ridge and say that d-d-d-d-d-d. And the third example that I used was shoes, which is a palatal sound. The sh is a palatal sound. And your kid might produce it a little bit more in the front at the ridge, that same alveolar ridge, and say s-s-s-s-s-s. So my kid is fronting, which means my kid is literally taking the back sounds and they're just moving them up to the front of their mouth. Is this okay that they're doing this? Well, when kids learn language, they simplify it. And a lot of ways that kids simplify it is completely normal and usually goes away on its own. So what age does fronting go away? Fronting goes away by about 3.5 years of age. So if your kid is fronting, but they're younger than 3, I would just be a good speech model for them. Don't tell them that they're pronouncing things incorrectly, but when they mispronounce something, so let's say they say shoes instead of shoes, you could say, oh, okay, yeah, go get your shoes. Where are those shoes? Oh, here are your pink shoes. You want to make sure for every like incorrect production, they hear it maybe 3 times. We never want to make a kid feel bad and say, you're not saying that right, stop, because they're learning.